This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Was he much younger than, because my understanding of Prophet Abu Bakr and Umar, they were almost the same age.
Yeah, Umar was younger. Yes. No, it's 33 years after the Hijrah.
Yeah, 33 years after the Hijrah.
Yeah. So they were all similar in age. Yes, they were all in the same age group. But we'll talk about his exact death, age of his death next week, inshallah. We'll cover all that. The question, I'll answer this really quick, but we'll get deeper into that as well, inshallah. He asked about, and he came to me asking me about a verse of the Quran, and I told him that this verse was abrogated. And he's asking, someone said, how could a verse be abrogated when it's in the Quran? This is a science of the Quran. One of the sciences of the Quran is abrogation. There are three types of verses in the Quran when it comes to abrogation. There are verses that were abrogated, but their reading and recitation were left, but the meaning was not. Like the verse where Allah says, whether they be Jews, Christians, or Sabians, no fear be upon them, nor shall they grieve, right? This verse was then later abrogated by the verse that anybody who seeks a religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted from them. So that's a verse that was abrogated, but it was left, but the meaning is no longer valid. There are verses in the Quran that were abrogated, meaning that they were taken out. They were taken out. Their meaning remained, but they were taken out of the Quran. And there are verses that were completely left out, meaning and abrogation. But we'll go over that in detail, inshallah, at some point when we discuss the sciences of the Quran. That's another, because I think that's one thing that's missing. I don't see that being taught a lot lately, is actually the sciences of the Quran when it comes to how you should view and look at the Quran. Because I've had so many non-Muslims say the same thing to me, that the Quran says if you be a Jew, Christian, or Sabian, no fear on you, even though Sabians don't exist anymore. But it says if you're a Jew or Christian, no fear is on you, nor shall you grieve. But if you look at it in the context of the when they were revealed, that one was revealed first, then later on it was revealed that if anyone seeks a religion of Islam, it's not accepted from them. The same thing like alcohol. Abrogation of alcohol happened over a period of time. There's the beginning said that Allah says there is some good in it and there's some bad in it, but the harm outweighs the good, right? Then Allah says don't come to prayer in a drunken state. So that's the next step. And then finally it was completely forbidden. So you can't go on and say, oh, no, this verse says there's some good in it, even though the bad overweighs it, so I can, you know, it's no problem. No. It was that was abrogated later on, if that makes sense. It wasn't legal. It's the point is that Aisha radiallahu anha wa radaha, she said, if Allah had began the Qur'an with the rulings of haram and halal, if he had begun the Qur'an with rulings of haram and halal, everybody would have run away. Nobody would have paid attention. She said, but he began with the verses of Jannah and Nar and Akhirah and Tawheed until the hearts were attached to Allah. Then when the hearts became attached to Allah, he began to reveal the verses of halal and haram and people accepted them without any reservations at all whatsoever. No, so that was the way in which Allah brought about the revelation. There weren't much rulings of halal and haram at Mecca at all. The rulings, the Sharia did not start coming into peace until after they immigrated to Medina. The first was to condition the heart. It was Tarbiyah. Once the Tarbiyah was in place, then Allah revealed the rulings. That makes sense?
Mm.
Yes, they do that all the time. And my response usually to them is that you are, Jesus said, do you point out the speck in your brother's eye and ignore the speck in your own eye? You want to try to find problems in my book? I think you should go spend some time looking at your book. Because your book is like Swiss cheese when it comes to contradictions. Yeah, you can find all these things you want in our book, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing. You can pick and choose and play however you want to, but the book is a complete. You have to take it in its completeness. I can pick out any verse from the Quran and misuse it. Muslims do it all the time. You have to take it in its entirety. And people like that, they have an agenda anyway. It's usually pointless to deal with them.
And as soon as they say something, Quran and Bible, he was like Ahmad Bidal or Zaki. But he's from England.
Oh, mashallah. I'm not sure of his name, yeah. Mashallah. Okay. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow. We have no program tomorrow, but then our programs will start as soon as I come back from the UK, inshallah. I'm going to go rescue my son from wherever he happens to be at the moment. Broke down. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.